year and a half now ago, right before it came to Dallas the last time. And we have taken the show and have been working on it for the last, oh, I'd say 3 years. There's new songs, there's some new scenes, there's changes in where the scenes are. And we've really rebuilt the show from what they originally did with the show to make it more about a girl who's discovering who she is rather than a girl who's just out to find a prince.
I'm curious then, you know, with all that you've done with the bigger productions, like, of course, like Peter Pan and Beauty and the Beast and Camelot even, how do you approach these massive, you know, tackling these massive type productions? I mean, you've really made a career of it, really.
Yeah, thanks. It's been lucky. You know, about 10 years ago, Disney released the rights to Beauty and the Beast, and I was in North Shore. They wanted me to direct it in North Shore and the Round. And they said, you can't do anything we did on Broadway. You can't change sets or you have to change sets and costumes, create your own image. So I did. I just restructured. I always go back to the original source. Beauty and the Beast, the novel, was very helpful. The Hans Christian Andersen was very helpful to go back to Little Mermaid and see what it was really about, what it really had in it. It's a small novella, The Little Mermaid, the Hans Christian Andersen. But when you see it, it's darker, it's more adult. And when you look at these novels, the novels were written for adults to read, not kids. Then I go back to that and say, okay, well, how can I structure this so an adult could sit in Little Mermaid and still have an experience with their children and not be bored by it? So that's why there's adult themes in it now. It's more adult. It's more about the father-daughter. And going back to the novel, going back to the source material for all these shows really helps you dig underneath it. I'm doing it now. I'm working on Hunchback right now. They're letting me fuss with Hunchback a little. And I'm going back into that novel. It's just, that Victor Hugo novel is just rich. So, I mean, that for me is always the key, is go back to the source